from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vintage Network.
Oh no, it's that ordinary time again.
Crystal's Vintage Anywhere! Episode number 116! And now, keeping your ordinary time as extraordinary as possible, here's Brian Michael LePage! Hello and welcome, Ego Sum Beatis Michaelis Pagina. We are in the first week of Ordinary Time. Yesterday was the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ, the last day of Christmas season. Now in the Tridentine, or Extraordinary Form calendar, we are in the first week after the Epiphany. By the way, Jason Pennington, my blogging partner over at Christos Vinci the blog, pointed out something. Last week I had mentioned that Sunday, January 13th, was the baptism of the Lord in the Extraordinary Form calendar as well. Since the traditional fixed date, January 13th, fell on a Sunday. However, the Feast of the Holy Family, as Jason rightfully points out, in the extraordinary form trumps out the baptism of the Lord, even if the 13th falls on a Sunday. So my apologies for that error last week, and thank you to our snark brother Jason for fixing me right. So, ordinary form, yesterday was baptism of the Lord. Extraordinary form, yesterday was the Holy Family. In a way, it's such a big relief to get out of Christmas season. Then, in a way, everything's just ordinary again. Well, like I've said before, and I know I've said this before at least once, the ordinary in ordinary time doesn't necessarily mean that everything's just back to plain old drab, ordinary, normal once again. Every Mass is a celebration of some sort, not meant to induce boredom. Though some may induce boredom inadvertently, it's just that ordered number of weeks in the year. Now, there's a new series of events taking place in this forthcoming series of Gospels that we get to hear, with Christ, of course, getting a little bit older. He's no longer this baby that we had in Christmas season. And then, of course, we eventually go into Lent, where Jesus fasts and prays for 40 days and 40 nights, followed by his passion, his death, and his resurrection. This ordinary time, matter of fact, is going to be rather short, and that's because Easter is very, very early this year. In fact, Easter is pretty near as early as it can possibly be. You see, Easter can be no later than April 25th, but can also be held no sooner than March 22nd. Well, this year, Easter Sunday is March 23rd. That means you'll have only the second, third, and fourth Sundays of ordinary time before you see Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent, come up. And that Ash Wednesday is February 6th. Now, just imagine if you were running the traditional calendar. Normally, you'd have those Sundays after the Epiphany. And this Sunday coming up would have been the second Sunday after the Epiphany. However, because Lent is so early, this Sunday coming up in the extraordinary form is already Septuagesima Sunday. It basically marks 70 days before Easter. Well, technically 68. But the way they did is they pretty much marked tens instead of sevens. Because the Sundays that follow are sexagesima and quinquagesima, meaning 60 and 50. The Alleluia is replaced by a tract. The Gloria is already dropped. The Mass vestments are violet. I heard one priest nickname it a Lent before Lent because of it. Not to mention that most of the propers are about as penitential themed as most of the ones during the season of Lent itself. I'm going to leave a link in the show notes to the Wikipedia entry of Septuagesima to give you pretty much the full idea how this season came about. Now, of course, in the ordinary form of the Mass, the Gloria and the Alleluia are salvaged for three more weeks. Now, today we'll be running part three of our latest of white lists. But first, here are them jungle screechers. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday,
Saturday, Sunday.
And I thank you, Jungle Screechers. Let's take a look at our feast for this coming week. The first week of Ordinary Time. Much busier week in terms of feast than last week, especially in the extraordinary form. Let's look at Monday, January 14th. In the extraordinary form, third class St. Hilary, and there's also a commemoration, St. Felix. In the ordinary form,
Beria.
Tuesday, the 15th, extraordinary form, third class St. Paul, the first hermit, and a commemoration of St. Maurus. Ordinary form,
Beria.
Wednesday, the 16th, extraordinary form, third class St. Marcellus, the first. Ordinary form,
Beria.
Thursday, the 17th, in both forms. Third class in the extraordinary form, memorial in the ordinary form. St. Anthony, the abbot. Friday, the 18th, commemoration, St. Prisca. Ordinary form,
Beria.
Saturday, the 19th, in the extraordinary form, two commemorations. The first one, Saints Marius, Martha, Audifax, and Abuchum. And the other one is St. Canute. In the ordinary form, optional memorial, Blessed Virgin Mary on Saturday. Finally, Sunday the 20th, in the extraordinary form, Septuagesima Sunday, and we will be doing a traditional Latin Mass on that day at St. Leo the Great Church in Pawtucket, and I will be the organist for that Mass. In the ordinary form, second Sunday of
Ordinary Time.
Don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org, for great stories on these and other great feasts and saints.
Crystal's Vintage Semi-Live on Federal Hill. Yikes!
Well, now that I'm doing some kind of work, albeit substitute work, I decided to go back and do a semi-live segment. Today we're semi-live from the Federal Hill neighborhood of Providence. And no, it's not as bad as Seamus put it out to be. He might have just ran into some wrong people. On or around this mile or so stretch of Atwell's Avenue, there are six Roman Catholic churches. As a matter of fact, up until 1991, there were seven. Now, just off Dean Street is Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and as you come up to Dean Street, just kind of look to the right, you can see it over there. A little further up, in the corner of Atwell's Avenue and Knight Street, is Holy Ghost Church. And no, this is not the Holy Ghost Church that I worked for until just last November. That one's in the town of Tiverton. Now, these first two churches I mentioned, Our Lady of Mount Carmel and Holy Ghost, are both originally Italian parishes, though both have a Mass in Spanish. Holy Ghost still has an Italian Mass as well. Now, in between those two churches once sat another church, St. John's. That parish closed in 1991, and the church has been demolished. They've since made a little park out of the lot where St. John's once stood, called St. John's Park. It was a nice little church, too. Now, as you drive a little further, you're going to go downhill, and then you're going to go up the hill a ways. About three-quarters of the way up the hill, you're going to see a traffic light. As you look to the right, that's Academy Avenue. If you look to the right, you'll see a church with a very tall tower. That one is Blessed Sacrament. And a little bit further up Atwell's Avenue, you'll find a Polish parish, St. Adalbert's. And then another block or two up to the right, you'll see Our Lady of Lourdes, which was once a predominantly French parish, now being run by a Franciscan. Now you're going to go down the next hill and then take a sharp left on the Manton Avenue and you'll see St. Teresa of Avila, a parish that was once originally an Irish and Italian mix and it's now predominantly Hispanic. Let's backtrack just a little bit here. We're going to backtrack to Blessed Sacrament up here on Academy Avenue. Now, this Sunday, I played two Masses on the Aeolian Skinner organ there. This is where I've been doing the substitute work. Now, you've heard some Epiphany music on last week's show, played on that same organ. Today, we're going to run through our music list for the Feast of the Baptism of Our Lord Jesus Christ. Little disclaimer here, I did not select these pieces. I think the cantors might have gotten together and selected them. Okay, personally, if I would have Some of them I would have selected if I had my way. Some of them I would not have. But let's take a look here. For the introit, we did this triumphant hymn. Was the Church's One Foundation, the tune written by Samuel Sebastian Wesley, the Gloria, massive creation. The psalm setting, definitely not one I would have picked, but they picked it anyways. They went with a seasonal psalm. They went with My Soul is Thirsting for You, O Lord My God. Personally, I would have gone with Psalm 72, with Lord Every Nation on Earth. We are still in Christmas season for one last day. We really were in an ordinary time. I will give them this. The setting was quite decent. It was one from Angelo Della Picca. The Alleluia was the Mode 6 Alleluia. The Offertory, There Is One Lord by Lucian Dice. There's one I haven't done in quite some time. That was a fun one to do. I like that one. The Sanctus, the Memorial Acclamation, and the Amen came from Mass of Creation. The Agnus Dei, a setting by Dean Olowski. Communion, Come to the Water by John Foley. And finally, the recessional, Sent Forth by God's Blessing, sung to the tune, Ash Grove.
Anywhere.
And we'll be back.
Anywhere. Anywhere. Don't do this at church.
Here I am. Here I am. Don't start without me, Father. Here I am. Is the theme. Isn't it? Oy.
And don't forget those votes, reviews, and feedback at Podcast Alley, Dig, iTunes, email, or on our message boards. You can find the link in the main page under Crystal's Vintage Anywhere Interactive Corner. A couple of weeks ago, we started our new whitelist, combing through the music of the hymnal Gather Comprehensive 2nd Edition. That's the 2004 maroon cover hymnal from GIA Publications. Now, over the last two episodes, we've covered music found within the Liturgy of the Hours, some extra psalms, and some music for the Ordinary of the Mass. Now, today we're going to start our coverage of hymns. We're going to start off with the Advent section here. This is our whitelist, by the way. We're whitelisting the good material. 323, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. Classic Mode 1 chant. 327, When the King Shall Come Again. This is the tune Gaudeamus Pariter, which is also used for Come Ye Faithful, Raise the Strain. 331, Comfort, Comfort Ye My People. Actually, this one is Comfort, Comfort, O My People. As a strike. Still an excellent tune, but I'm not crazy over this changing the text around. 333, O Come Divine Messiah, from the French Venez de Venmissi. 334, Creator of the Stars of Night. I actually give that one a partial whitelist. And the reason being, although it's the Candito All May Siderum, this one has an added refrain by Carol Browning. Let's lose the refrain and just keep the Candito All May as it is. 337, The Besancon Carol, also known as Carol of the Advent. People look east, the time is near. 344, On Jordan's Bank. That one's a must. 345, Come, O Long Expected Jesus. The tune Stuttgart. 347, The King Shall Come When Morning Dawns. Morning Song is a good tune, although I like St. Stephen better. 348, Savior of the Nations Come, from the German Nun Komm der Heiden Heiland. And now we go into the Christmas section. The classic carol, 353, Joy to the World. Two more classic carols, 356, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, 357, O Come All Ye Faithful. The one thing I really give kudos to GIA for, especially from all the hymnals from Worship 3 up, have included this hymn with four verses in English and four verses in Latin. Big time kudos for that, because a lot of them, you're lucky if you see one or two verses in Latin. 359, O Little Town of Bethlehem, another classic. 361, Angels We Have Heard on High. 363, I'll admit it, I like it, but when it's done right, Go Tell It on the Mountain. 365, Away in the Manger. This one has the tune Mueller, which is fine. I'm a big fan, actually, of Cradle Song, which is by Kirkpatrick, and you'll find that in Worship 2 and 3. 366, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. And in a world where most hymnals seem to want to use inclusive language, I'm thankful to God that God Rest You Merry Gentlemen in this hymnal did not show up like this.
God rest you merry, everyone, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born this holiday.
367, Good Christian Friends Rejoice, although I still wish it was left as Good Christian Men Rejoice, the original. 369, Angels from the Realms of Glory. That's the tune Regent Square. 371, okay, what good is a hymnal without Silent Night? By the way, first verse is the only verse that I played on three chords. 373, another favorite of mine, Lo, How a Rose Air Blooming. And that one's actually not just for Christmas. I've used it for Immaculate Conception very often as well. 374, my all-time favorite Christmas chant, Of the Father's Love Begotten. 377, nice little Polish tune. Infant Holy, Infant Lowly. It's W's, Lobby, Lezzy. If anybody's fluent in Polish, please tell me what that is. But it's a beautiful tune. 379, the classic, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. And now we go into the Holy Family section here. 380, Once in Royal David City. The tune is Irby. Now the Epiphany section. We Three Kings of Orient Are, of course, 382. 383, Songs of Thankfulness and Praise, the tune Salzburg. 1984, as with Gladness Man of Old, the classic tune Dix. 386, this one is called Epiphany Carol. The first line is, every nation sees the glory. This might be one of the better texts by Francis Patrick O'Brien, and this one is set to the tune Beach Spring. 387, what child is this? 388, the first Noel. 389, what star is this with beam so bright? The tune Puer Nobis. The only issue I have with this is they have it here in the key of C, which is a little low. The key of D would be better. Now, the only hymn in the section that's marked Baptism of the Lord is whitelisted. When John baptized by Jordan's River, I would have liked to have done that one this weekend, truthfully. When John baptized by Jordan's River, and that's the tune Rendez à Dieu from Louis Bourgeois. That's the tune that's used often with Father, we thank thee who has planted. Now we skip to the Lent section. We have Crucem Tuum from Taizé, which is actually quite nice. There's actually a fuller version of that. It's really good. 397, the glory of these 40 days. Here it's set to Old Hundredth. Truthfully, that's cheating. I would rather use Erhold uns Herr. 400, Adoramus Te Christe. One of the very few things I would ever whitelist by Marty Hagen. And I'll give this one to Hagen, especially for his use of Latin. The whole thing is actually in Latin. My favorite setting of the Adoramus Te Christe is still the one by Theodore Dubois from his Seven Last Words of Christ. 402, From Ashes to the Living Font. And this was a text from World Library's Alan Hammerding, set to the tune St. Flavian. 404, this one isn't bad either. This is, it's titled out as Stations of the Cross, and it's not a bad little tune. The tune here is called Via Crucis by William Rowan, written in 1995. The text they're using here is from Thomas Troger, and every verse ends with the line, not my will, but yours be done. This is quite nice. 407, again, we keep the solemn fast. Again, this should have been to Erhold uns Herr instead of Old Hundredth. 411, 40 days and 40 nights, the tune Heinlein. 412, Pace Domine, gotta have Pace Domine. 413, At the Cross Her Station Keeping. The only thing I have against that is I would have loved to see the Latin as well, Stabat Mater Dolorosa. 416, Lord Who Throughout These 40 Days, which is St. Flavian. And now we go to the Palm Sunday section. Palm Sunday section, there's only one in here, and that is All Glory, Lord, and Honor, the classic to St. Theodulf. The Holy Thursday section, we have 426, Hail Our Savior's Glorious Body, and the Latin Pange Lingua Gloriosi, to the Mode 3 tune. 428, Prepare a Room for Me. And what's nice in this one, even though on the most part these are quotes from Scripture, and some of this is the Lord Jesus Christ talking in the first person, what's different about this one is every verse is in quotation marks, as opposed to just having it straight out. The tune on this one, by the way, is a short meter tune, Southwell, which is often used for a lovely little penitential hymn called Have Mercy, Lord, on Us. 435, Of Course, O Sacred Head Surrounded. 437, Behold the Wood by Dan Shooty. This one's actually not bad at all. And finally, 438, Were You There? I'll admit it, I'm a sucker for a decent spiritual. Okay, on our next show, we will continue our whitelist with the Easter season. Here's our Podsafe musical guest, Johnny Proctor.
Feeling like a fool,
Johnny Proctor, giving us the Monday Morning Blues. Remember back in the days, the big phrase, thank God it's Friday. And we had one radio station that used to go, oh God, it's Monday. So there we go, Monday Morning Blues by Johnny Proctor. Leave the link to his website in the show notes. And don't forget that he is courtesy of podsafemusic.podshow.com.
Funnier than archaic language. But less politically correct than inclusive language. It's Hymnody, an inflationary language. And here to present today's inflationary language hymn, here is Seamus O'Reilly.
Hello there, Seamus here. Today's inflationary language hymn is brought to you by Flaming Pomegranates for Your Sanctuary. Our inflationary hymn today is The Church's Two Foundations. Here we go. The Church's Two Foundations is Jesus Christ, her Lord. Where's the other one? She is his new creation by water and the Word. From heaven he came and sought her, three be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and five her life he died. Elect from every nation, yet two are all the earth. Her charter of salvation, two lords, two faiths, two births. Two holy names she blesses, partakes two holy foods. And three two hopes she presses, with every grace endued. The church shall never perish. Her dear Lord three defend. Three guide, sustain, and cherish. Is with her three the end. Though there be those who hate her, and false sons in her pale, against both foe or traitor, she ever shall prevail. Mid toil and tribulation, and three molts of her war, she waits the consummation of peace five evermore. Till with the vision glorious, her longing eyes are blessed. And the great church victorious shall be the church at rest. Yet she on earth hath union with God the four in two. And mystic sweet communion with those whose rest is two. O happy twos and holy, Lord give us grace that we, like them the meek and lowly, on high may dwell with thee.
Christus vincit. Don't do this at church. Psst. Hey, dude, got a smoke? I could offset that stogie behind me.
Just a friendly reminder, nominations and voting for the 2008 Blogger's Choice Awards are underway. Christus Vincit the Blog has been nominated in the Best Religion Blog category, and Christus Vincit Anywhere has been nominated in the Best Podcast category. Links for all of these are in the show notes. The monthly traditional Latin Mass at St. Leo the Great Church in Pawtucket is coming this Sunday, January 20th, 2008 at 5 p.m. Hopefully the weather won't hinder attendance like it did last month. Last month we had a nasty snowstorm that cut into our attendance severely, although it was reportedly the best attendance of any Mass that weekend. So let's pray for good weather so we can have good attendance. I want to thank you for joining me today. Tune in again for another hair-raising episode of Christus Vincit Anywhere or Christus Vincit TV, depending on what snarky little mood I'm in. I'm Brian Michael Page.
Peace.
Unos, dos, tres, cuatro.
Anywhere.
This is
Finch It Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and... Oh yeah, the Crystal's Finch It Network.
Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Crystal's Finch It Anywhere.
Made on a crappy PC.